The best of both conventional and alternative medicine. It's the Dr. Holly Lucille Show. Here's Dr. Holly.
Well, thanks for listening, folks. All right, I'm so excited for this segment, and I want you to be too, because it's all about passion. How far would you go for something you believed in? I have a guest. His name is Dr. Dennis Godbey. I can't wait for you to meet him because his passion, his fight, his desire, his cause, he did and does something about it each and every day. Dennis, welcome so much.
Thank you so much. It's an honor to be on your show.
Well, great. Now, you know, you and I first really got to know each other because of a small little event that you masterminded called The Run. Will you please tell the listeners what that event was and how it came about?
Well, about my fourth year into medical practice and naturopathic practice, I realized that really very few people knew about naturopathic medicine, and I was sorry about that, because only maybe 2% of the people had the opportunity to really get to know what we do and to really transform their lives. So decided to do a run across the United States from San Francisco to Bridgeport, Connecticut, because that's where our school on the East Coast is. Wanted to give them a little love over there on the East Coast. They're kind of abandoned over there. And so the run was about 3,100 miles, and ran with my two sons, nephew, and I to basically raise the conscience and the consciousness of the American people about our health care. So it was about naturopathic medicine, it was about natural medicine in general, and then how to raise the health of the American people.
So I think what was so compelling for me about how you went about this and why you went about this is that certainly, and nothing that I've ever gotten from you is self-serving, but I think increasing the awareness, and I think you did it mostly because you believe in the efficacy, the affordability, the safety of being able to look at somebody in a very comprehensive way instead of just a reductionistic way as our conventional Western colleagues do, and really promote wellness and health. And I think that your equation was that if people could just be more aware that other systems of medicine are available for folks to partner with these fabulous doctors and work alongside somebody with their health, that you then could be a part of raising the health meter, let's say, of the American people across the board.
Yeah, exactly. And so on Sunday, I did a talk at UC Davis Medical for their pre-med conference, and I spoke to maybe 60 students all together, four different times in the classroom. And they were just really, really excited, just amazing young people that really wanted to look at the future and didn't want to look at just pharmaceutical drugs, surgery. They wanted to go into medical school. And that was a great opportunity. It was very exciting, and I already signed up to do it again next year to speak for naturopathic medicine. And then another just event in my office last night, speaking to about 20 people about diabetes and insulin resistance. And it's just really exciting to see people, to give them so more opportunities. And people oftentimes ask, well, why isn't this known in conventional medicine? And, you know, it's not really I have a lot of answers, but then I don't have a lot of answers, you know. But I just know right. That what we're doing is very, very significant. I realized that my fourth year of medical school, my fourth year as a doctor, and I knew that if I could get these kind of results at age 48 coming in, starting my practice at that time, that certainly people that are far smarter than I could do just incredible results. And I was just absolutely amazed, and I wanted to share this good news with everybody. And for me, that to be running 30 miles a day and, you know, pounding the pavement was nothing for me to do in comparison to the possible good that could happen. And so I've been an activist my whole life, ever since I got out of college. And it was just my way of kind of living out my faith as a young person with trying to live out a conscience and making a difference in the world. So that's kind of, you know, my philosophy in life.
Well, and bless you for doing such, because I think you do it, and you do it very effectively, and I think you touch many, many people, and you have raised awareness about naturopathic medicine. You have raised awareness and consciousness about other people, the common people, just being able to have more choices. And I think that's empowering in and of itself when people understand that they're not tethered to third-party payers or reductionistic models where prescriptions are usually involved, where there's a choice, where they can actually, hey, think things through. You know what I'm saying? Now, what's the status of The Run right now?
Well, right now, it's kind of on a hiatus right now. Isaiah and Jeremiah may continue pursuing this. They're actually planning something down the road. and I'm not too much involved in the planning. I'm just trying to keep my office going at this point after the run. So that's on the rise, and the website's still up. And I would like to maybe in the upcoming year, do more blogging and get more actively involved. But I've been pretty much focused on just being the best doctor I can be this year for my patients. And then we had some expanding. We remodeled a little bit and we have a conference room now, so I'm doing more talks there and just kind of keeping more mind and focused on the actual office itself.
Right. Well, because you took time, a good year off of your practice to actually do this run across America. And so where can people find you? Where are you located now?
I'm in Sacramento. I've been in same location for 5 years. I've been in practice. This is my ninth year. I'm in Sacramento at 26th and J. We're right in Midtown. And so really enjoying. My parking lot is right share kind of the parking lot with the church where my parents got married. So that's
wow.
St. Francis Church. So that's pretty wild that to be growing up after living in so many different parts around the western part of the world, in Ecuador and Central America and San Francisco and all over the United States, that to be right home and to be just down the street where my mom was an RN, a compassionate RN for 34 years.
That's great.
At Mercy Hospital was, it's really, sometimes it gives me a chills, when I think about
aww. It. So I want to talk about your ebook and where people can find it, but first, I want you, what would you tell the listeners? I mean, certainly you've had this passion, this fight, this desire, and a cause, and you did something about it. You felt like you're going to go out there and raise the consciousness of the United States and by raising their health, by increasing awareness of naturopathic medicine and their access to it. What would your advice be to our listeners who feel like they've got this burning desire, this burning passion, and they want to do something about it too? What would you say?
Are you talking about, like, an example in the health field or just kind of anything in general?
Anything that somebody just wakes up and feels so passionately about. Anything.
Yeah. Well, what I can tell you is that, for me, that the gratification, is just absolutely amazing when you think about it. I think about, the hard work that went involved, and that would, if somebody were to get involved and to do something like that, it depends on to what level you do. But I think that there's nothing more gratifying than to be able to make a difference and feel like you're making a difference. And I think it's really the effort and that you're trying, that you're doing your best you can, and you're putting your best foot forward, and you're going to stand. My mom used to have a saying that was to stand up and be counted. And
uh-huh.
So, to stand up and be counted and to go out. And, there's just a lot of problems in the world. There's a lot of incredible things going on. But there's also a lot of problems, and there's a lot of things that we can do about it. And if the good people do nothing, then, we have, evil. There's a saying about evil flourishes when good people do nothing.
Aha. Uh-huh. So it's, it sounds to me once again like you make such a difference across the board, because it's not only win-win, it's win-win-win. I mean, it's win because you are doing something for the profession, the entire profession that you felt so passionately and feel so passionately about. It's win because you're increasing the consciousness and awareness of everybody that was able to see such an epic event. And the third win is that you actually get to be still a better person because you understand that your effort and your dedication to such cause makes you feel good about yourself. So it's win-win-win across the board.
It is. And I, really without the run, I wouldn't have met you in the same way. And people across the country that I have such a fondness for, and I think that when these are the benefits that you don't really think about. When you think about getting involved, you think about the cause and how you can transform that, but you don't really often think about all of the benefits
right.
along the way of all the great people, wonderful people
all
you
right.
get to meet.
I got 10 seconds here, and I'm going to have you back because I want to talk about your ebook and all your work with diabetes. I really appreciate you being here. This is Dr. Holly Lucille on Radio MD. Stay well.